Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, along with my favorite co-host, my best buddy, Mitch.
Hey, man, road trip.
Road trip.
No more COVID.
No more COVID. And why not have a road trip right after a snowstorm?
Why not? At least we come 400 miles south if you're going to have a polar vortex go south, right?
And if you're going to go on a road trip and you're a crappie fisherman, the one thing you're always looking for is three-pound crappie.
Three-pounders. No better place in the world to go to get that than Mississippi, the number one spot to come down here is Lake Washington.
And we're here.
We're here. And we're here with the governor of Lake Washington, Mike Jones, the man who puts on the Big Mama crappie tournament.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. I'm glad to have y'all down here.
Look at that. So, and that's why we're here. This is actually pretty special. This is our 52nd edition of our podcast show.
So it took us a year to get to the best crappie hole in Mississippi?
Yes. It wow. did. And so we're here with Mike. Mike's going to talk about fishing down here, Lake Washington, and he's going to talk about the Big Mama Crappie Bass Tournament that's going to happen.
Kind of a thing, ain't it?
This is the 19th year for this tournament, and it's shaping up to be probably our biggest ever tournament, and building things up to make the 20th next year the best you've ever seen. So I'm quite pleased with all the views and people calling and asking questions, and you know it's just unbelievable the amount of advertising that we're getting. And I mean, everything around the lake is booked. Well, Linden Plantation is booked. Belmont Plantation is booked. We're booked here. We've got people staying in Greenville. I understand Roy's store is all booked. So, you know, everybody won't be fishing in the Big Mama tournament, but, you know, that's what it's all about, is bringing tourism down here to Lake Washington and Washington County and of course, coming after those big crappie.
It's a little different kind of crappie tournament too, right?
It is.
For those that don't know, this isn't 400 people going out and catching 7 fish a day.
No, it's not. This is, you know, we'll probably have somewhere between 40 to 60, I would say, teams here between the crappie and the bass together. It may end up being more than that. And this is a $125 a boat. If you're crappie fishing, that's for one or two people. If you're going to bass fish, it's $125. If you want to do both, it's $225. If you're going to have a third person in the boat, it's an additional $75. We have a kids part of this tournament as well that, you know, any kid that's 15 and under fishes with a paid entry fee for free, and they're in their own tournament. Right. And this is all about, you know, taking a kid fishing, family fun, getting out here and having a good time. We have a couples division. We've got this year with the live scope and the live sonar and all that's going on, we've broke it out to have a separate division for live sonar and then non-live sonar. Of course, then we've got, you know, the same for the bass and the crappie and all. But we're trying to make the playing field even and equal for everybody. So if you've got the high-dollar electronics, you know, you're going to be over here in this division. And if you don't, if you got the traditional or none, you're going to be over here, and you got just as good a chance as somebody over here. It's whoever brings in the biggest fish.
It's a one-fish gig.
A one-fish gig. If you got three people in the boat, that's three fish going to weigh in at the weigh-in.
Right.
You know, if you've only got one person fishing, I urge you to go find your partner or go find a youth to come in here and bring them with you so y'all have two fish to weigh in.
Right.
This is, like I said, this is our 19th year. We do a big feed. We have a band play. We've got a Camp Looking Glass that I've taken under my wing, and we're doing a live auction for them. Got some really cool items that we're going to have to auction off this year. And then we've got Hamilton's Hog Hides that have come in, and they're going to be cooking hog hides. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you like pork skins, these are the best you'll ever put in your mouth. They're better than Lay's potato chips.
Real deal. Cooked right here on the spot.
Going to be cooked right here on the spot.
Not bagged up, sitting on a 7-Eleven shelf.
There you go.
And that basically, Mitch, they will be able to roll me over at the end of the day after I sit there and eat them all day long.
That's why I bought a pickup, so we can just throw you in the back and haul you home.
You probably will have to, too. I promise. You know what? You may have to just put all the pork things that I'm buying, pork rinds right there. So, different kind of tournament. Tell them how they can register for this tournament.
You can get a hold of me at 662-822-2087, and that gets my cell phone works 24/7, and you can get me your name and address, telephone number, and all this, and let me know you're coming. You can actually come in that morning. We'll be here at 4:30. In the morning, set up and doing a boat check. You can come to Baiting Things at 1940 Lake Washington Road, East Chatham, Mississippi, and come through, get signed up, get your boat check, get your weigh-in ticket. You got to have a weigh-in ticket to weigh in. And the only way you're going to get that is here the morning of the tournament. So even if you're pre-registered, you still got to come here and get your boat check and get your weigh-in ticket. And then you get to go out. And when we do a send-off party, we'll say the say a prayer out here on the pier. We'll have the national anthem played. We'll send everybody off two at a time till we get all the boats out and gone fishing. And then we come back in at the weigh-in. The weigh-in will start at 1:00. You got to be in the weigh-in line. What does my notes down here say, Mitch?
1:30.
Got to be in the weigh-in line by 1:30, and that's for crappie or bass. Both of them are going to be coming in at the same time. We've got a lot of things that we're going to be doing. We've got some special presentations that we're going to make at the Big Mama. Then we're going to have the band play, and we're going to have a party, and we're going to have a good feeding out here. We usually feed between 400 to 500 people every year, and it looks like this year is going to be bigger.
So I know you talked about division. Talk about it a little bit more. So how are the divisions broke up and the age? What's the age of the youth?
15 and under on the youth. That's bass or crappie, either way you're fishing. All right. Then we have a couples division. If you got a husband and wife or a father-daughter that wants to go that way, we have a couples division that we have. And then, of course, you have, you can have you and Mitch can pair up and fish, or you and Greg can pair up and fish and, be there.
I don't think that'd be very fair. You know what? It wouldn't be fair to Greg because I'm going to be taking some photos and videos. So he would not like me going, we got to stop and go take some pictures. Because
just remember, it's the one big fish is all that matters. Once you catch that 3-pounder or 3.5-pounder or 2 7/8 pound, you got your good fish. You're going to be in the money.
Yeah, and this year, some people have already been catching some big fish here.
We have. I've sent you pictures of a 3-2. I haven't seen the picture yet of the 3-4. Duke Policini caught that 3-2, and we made him so famous and everything. His buddy said, I don't know about all that. I don't know if I'm going to send you this picture. He tells me he's going to, but I ain't got it yet. So, but there's been a whole lot of fish caught. I've seen a lot of 2.5s and some 3-pounders and all. And the fishing was great. We were going on up until February the 11th. That was the last day that there was some good fish caught.
Right.
Mother Nature sent that cold front down through here and all this snow and ice and more sleet and then snow and freezing rain. We ended up with about 7 or 8 inches total, and they didn't get to go fishing again until this past Sunday. Yesterday.
Right. Yep.
And that's the first time any boats were able to get into the water, and some was a fishing and some was a catching.
Right.
Some was a fishing and some was a catching.
Right. That's how it is. So, Mitch, we're gonna dig into you. You Oxbow, you're a Southern Arkansas boy, and you've been down here one day, so you've been able to go on the water here. What are some tips you might give people for fishing in this tournament for first start with bass and then go to the crappie.
Wow.
What would you do?
All right. So if I'm on a bass right now, I'm going to go home and stay warm for one more day and let the ice get out of the cypress trees.
Right.
Judging from what I saw today with the shad, where the shad are and where the crappie are and everything, these fish are really pre-spawn.
Okay.
And the largest bass in this lake will be pre-spawned at the same time that the big crappie will, too. Most people think bass spawn later. The big bass will spawn right about the same time.
Okay.
Over the years, I've caught numerous 8-pound-plus largemouth that had great big crappie in their belly.
Okay.
So, I mean, that all kind of correlates right there. So if a man wants to catch a big crappie right now, I'd be taking spinnerbaits, swim baits, things like that, be focusing on the very back ends of some of these sloughs up in the cypress and stuff where the biggest fish in here will claim the best spot.
All right.
That'd be my bass move, my crappie move right now. I think in a few short hours today, we figured out they're not over on the deep side and they're not up on the cold end of this thing. They're right in the middle of the lake.
Uh-huh.
They're in the warmest water they can find, and there are a few are in the cypress trees. Most of them are laying just off on the first break out of the cypress trees. I think they're probably hitting cypress knees would be my guess on February 10th, and they backed out there, and they didn't go very far.
So March 6th, you think they're going to start rolling back in.
Oh, you're going to catch them. Yeah, judging from the first one Greg caught this morning, you're going to catch some March 6th with eggs coming out of them.
I agree with you. This year has been a crazy year with the way things have been going, and they were catching fish over in the trees in January.
Yep, I can believe that. We've had a really mild winter.
Well, we have, but Lord have mercy this last 10
days. Mother Nature got drunk, rolled down here, man, and been acting out for 2 weeks. I'm telling you what. We got any Yankee buddies up there, y'all need to come get her and take her home. I tell you what.
Makes me want to shoot the groundhog.
Oh, yeah, that groundhog stew, buddy. I tell you what. So no, we're way south right here. And we really did have a mild winter except for the last couple of weeks. And these fish are well on their way right now. Just a few we caught today. Once they get in that mood. I won a bass tournament one time, dragging a spinnerbait off of ice on shorelines.
Really?
The fish had moved up, and they once they make that move up, they're not going to swim back to the other end of the lake, get back down there in deep water. They've committed.
So they're going to be here till they do their thing.
At the crappie and the bass, they ain't no different. Their whole sole purpose in life is to reproduce, and they've come up here to do that, and they're going to stay here and do it. And if they got a bow up in the mud for him. We saw some in the mud today, too. Boy, I'm telling you what, flat down on the bottom. They're on their way.
Some of the guys that have been the local guys here, matter of fact, the one that caught the 3-2 that I sent you the picture of, they told me here about 2 weeks ago that they had caught them. And this was, we were kind of going from a cold spell to a warm spell. And the water was running 41 to 48 degrees. And he said, man, we caught these crappie, and they were buried up in the mud, and my jigs had mud on them. We got out there and kind of topped them on the nose, and here, bam, they hit it, and they bring them out.
Yep.
And then 2 days later, he said, man, they were 2 foot shallower into the, into the trees and all from where they were. So they're ready to do their thing.
They are.
Yeah, and that's good. That'll be good for the tournament.
It will.
It will, and I'm hoping the good Lord's going to give us some pretty days and sunshine and all. I know it's supposed to be a chance of rain starting in Thursday of this week and go all the way through Sunday or Monday. But I'm hoping that, he'll wave his wand and everything will start drying up, and then Big Mama will come around. We'll have a beautiful day and a lot of fish caught. And
this will probably be the year somebody brings a 3-6 in and doesn't win.
Well,
wouldn't that be heartbreaking?
Man, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The biggest crappie caught in a tournament to date is Chris Hemphill's fish that he caught in 2012 in a Magnolia Crappie Club. It was a 376 or 378. I can't remember. That little 2/10 ain't. It's 376. But That is the biggest crappie caught in a tournament on Lake Washington to date. That's the biggest.
Wow.
And I'd love to see a 4-pounder come in here.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that you talk about making Big Mama crappie bass tournament huge for 2022. You let a 4-pounder come in here, or one bigger than that 376, and, you know, they'll be lined up trying to pre-register a year in advance.
Sure they will. So, especially after setting up there in the snow all winter.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're going to have an auction, too, that you're going to have, and so that's the proceeds are going to go to a Camp Looking Glass. So tell us a little bit about the camp. Who goes
camp,
there? What's
camp
that
Looking
for?
Glass, this is their 17th or 18th year, and I may be wrong. It might be 19 for them, but I know it's at least 17 or 18. This is a camp that was they bought a piece of property here in 2012. It's a 12-acre compound, and they went in here and they built a nice little 2 or 3-acre lake on it, a pond, and they ended up getting a activity building brought in there, and then they were able to get two cabins, cabin one and two. They have been having a summer camp every year except for 2020. COVID killed all that, and they were going to Leroy Percy Park and doing a camp down there every year. It's a one-week camp, and there'll be about 50 to 60 campers and support, you know, people with the counselors and the doctors and the nurses, and, you know, and all that come. That camp is free to those campers. It doesn't cost them one red cent.
Right.
You know, it's all paid for by donations and fundraisers and gifts from, you know, individuals. Well, they got that compound and they were able to build, you know, more cabins and everything. And now we have 5 cabins out there. Nice. 2019 was the first year that they actually held camp at their own property, and it was awesome. I mean, to go out there and see those kids, you know, participate, and they have their little Olympic games, as they call them, and they do all kinds of activities and stuff with them. I got Grab You One Outfitters, Good Snake Jimmy, to come up and bring snakes, and they all got to hold, you know, snakes and everything, and then we took them over to Yazoo Wildlife Refuge, and the state and all brought in turtles, big turtles, and all this stuff, and all kinds of pelts and animals and stuff for them to look at. And cool. This was just amazing to these folks.
Right.
What we take for granted, being able to go hunting and fishing and all, those kids, and they're not all kids. There's a lot of grown folks in there.
Uh-huh.
And they go out there, and they get to experience the things that we take for granted. And when you see a smile on their face, I mean, it melts your heart. You just, you know, you see a kid that gets to get in a canoe and paddle a canoe out across their little old pond right there. And, you know, they go from one end to the other. I mean, it's just amazing. Or they get to take a wheelchair and go into the water and be able to swim. So this is all about Camp Looking Glass and you know, they've got a special place in my heart, and I try to do all I can to raise money for them. And we lost all of our fundraising ability for 2020 because of Corona.
Right.
We raised either $28,000 or $3,000 last year at Big Mama and give it to them. The Hot Tamale Festival, the Friends of Camp Looking Glass, that usually would raise $40,000 to $60,000. None of that got to happen last year. So they was well over $100,000 that they lost. We won't make that up unless we get some very generous donors and gifts and stuff to come in. But we are going to raise enough money for those kids to have that summer camp this year. And, you know, we're already off to a good start with the Hamilton Hog Hides. We've already raised $100 because $1 a bag goes to camp.
Right.
We're planning on cooking 400 bags here at Big Mama. So even if you don't want to come to the Big Mama and the festivities and the party, at least come down here. You can't help but get a bag of hog hides and take them and, you know, sit back and enjoy them because they're like Lay's potato chips. You can't eat just one.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, we need to raise money. And we've got some really nice items, a couple of fire pits. We got a guide trip on Wren Lake that's been donated with lodging. Okay. We've got Long Branch is donating a guide trip on the Big Four. DD214's donated a guide trip here on Lake Washington. Yeah. And, I mean, that's just a couple of things. We've got a really, really nice Crossman pellet rifle. I mean, it's a high-dollar deal that we're going to be auctioning off. So we've got a lot of things.
All right. Sounds good. That takes us to tackle time. And, of course, this time we want to know, Mitch, if you could only pick one lure to fish in the Big Mama Crappie Bass Tournament being held on Lake Washington in Mississippi, what would it be?
It would probably be, I'm going to go with a bunny butt.
Bunny butt. Oh, interesting. And why?
Well, because it works so well today.
Okay.
We're seeing, you got a variety of colors for one thing, so you can switch around on the colors. Okay. You've got as stout a hook as you could ever hope to hold a three-pound crappie with in this bait.
Good point.
There's no sense getting your heart broke with the latest, greatest fad bait that you can come up with if the hook won't hold on to a three-pound crappie. Yep. I've boat flipped 4 pound bass with those jigs, so 3 pound crappie will work, but it's got that little bit of flash, and we got the oranges covered because it is Mississippi, and we got the whites and the silvers covered because they are eating shad. So yep, if I've only got one bait to go with, I think that's it.
There you have it. Man, we appreciate you being on the show, Mike. Now we know what's going to win the tournament. Now you have to just go get some.
We know where.
Yeah. So make sure you tune in and watch our YouTube channel has our show. We also have our podcast shows on all the major podcast stations.
Every one of them.
All of them. Every one of them.
We're famous.
You never know that. Anyway, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. You guys rock.
Yeah. Thank you.